Now time for a Tennessee football practice report brought to you by Who's Pools by Heritage. And for that, we go to Eric Kane. Eric, how are you?
Hey, Jimmy, doing well. Tennessee, a full padded practice here right outside right now, just about to complete practice number 9 of spring session. Some players, some notable players that are working their way back and to be back in the speed, in the full speed, and who are out there doing more today. Wide receiver Jalen Hyatt, running back Tyon Evans, outside linebacker Tyler Barron, and defensive lineman Jaquan Blakely. All those guys were drilling. Jalen Hyatt was actually running full, or it looked like he was running near full speed with some routes. I'm not saying if Tennessee had a game tomorrow that these guys would be playing, but it looks like that they are in good position and working themselves back to some of these minor injuries they have right now that have limited them some during spring practice. But the quarterbacks started off the day working with the running backs early with passes out of the backfield, screens, flat routes. At some point, the running backs even lined up in the slot to run some bubble screens and some flat routes, so I found that kind of interesting. Quarterbacks overall, a decent day. Working mostly slants and comeback routes when we were in attendance with the wide receivers. Hendon Hooker did have a nice long completion to Princeton Fant down the seam. Thought Brian Maurer looked sharp. Harrison Bailey was fine. Nothing really jumped off the page to me today in terms of looking at the quarterbacks. Looked kind of like it was all the same from what I've been seeing. Defensively, those individual periods started off with turnover circuits. A whole lot of turnover circuits and some more technical work trying to clean up some mistakes from the scrimmage last Thursday and from practice on Saturday. And, of course, we'll have assistant coaches Rodney Garner and Glenn Ellerby speaking with us in the media shortly after practice, coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. But that's what I saw from practice number 9 here on a Tuesday afternoon.
A couple of newcomers at receiver, a freshman Walker Merrill, who is a midtermer, and then Anderson Kobe, a junior college midtermer. What have you seen from them?
Yeah, I think these guys are getting better. They're doing more. Walker Morrell, he missed about the first week and a half of spring session, but he's been getting back. He's been getting more opportunities. He was running the slot today and, you know, up there with, you know, the first or second guy up there just about every time working out of the slot. Anderson Kobe, you know, we're continuing to hear that he is doing really, really well when the media is not there. Early on in spring practice, Kobe continued to have a case of the drop skis. He would drop the football a lot, but I think he's looking better and better more and more that I see him. And, you know, we continue to talk about wide receivers. I think Jimmy Callaway's had a fantastic spring. I think Jimmy Holiday, though limited, has stepped up and had a good spring. I've mentioned Cedric Tillman a couple of times. I think this wide receiver position, though it's not perfect and though it's never far along as you want it to be, I feel like the coaching staff might have a better feel and a more comfort level for this position heading out of spring than certainly they did coming into spring. But two younger guys, Walker Morrell and Anderson Kobe, getting better and getting more opportunities in practice.
What's your take on the running back room?
Yeah, I like this running back room. I heard you guys talking about it earlier on my way home, and I like the way Vince explained it. I kind of like the dynamic of it. There's some different guys. I think Jabari Small, who was limited a little bit on Saturday, but you know, has had a really, really nice spring, and he's been getting praise from Alex Golish, Josh Heupel, Jerry Mack, about how he's really stepped up and is kind of built to play the running back position. And I think I look at this running back room kind of in tiers. I think it's going to be Jabari Small and Tyon Evans kind of in tier one, kind of like what you saw Eric Gray and Ty Chandler there in the 2019 season. And then I think tier two right now, Dee Beckwith, he is tall, he is big, he gives it a change of pace, but I love his pad level, and I think Dee Beckwith is good enough to be playing slot in this offense, and he very well might be at some point, but he's doing well at running back right now, according to the assistant coaches, and I kind of like that as well. And then tier three could be some of the guys that continue to work themselves back from injury, like Lenneth Whitehead, T. Hodge. I think Jalen Wright continues to impress in terms of his athleticism, but working and trying to work out the inconsistencies and really just trying to get used to being a college football player. But I do like this running back room. It's very inexperienced. Hardly any returners are in that group, but they're going to get all the experience they want here first game of the season because it is a youthful group and a hungry group that I think can do well in this offense.
Tanner, based on what you saw Saturday at Neyland Stadium, did anything about the offensive line group change your opinion about them? Any guys that maybe stood out or working at you know, any different position? What changed, if anything, about your view of the offensive line?
Well, I wouldn't say anything really changed, Vince. We knew that there's some cross training there. We know Cade Mays is practicing on both sides of the line of scrimmage. The first day we were able to see practice, he was repping a left guard, and then every day we've been back since, he's been repping a right tackle. But on Saturday, we saw Cade Mays also repping at left tackle. So it just kind of confirmed what we knew, is they're just trying to find a spot for Cade Mays and all that. And I think that the tackles are the variables here. I think that if Darnell Wright, if Dane Davis potentially, if K'Ron Calvert can step up and solidify those tackle spots, you might see Cade Mays slide down and play guard. But nonetheless, I've been impressed with what I've seen from Cade so far this spring. I think Darnell Wright at times has looked really, really sharp, and that's good because, of course, he's battled so many injuries and inconsistencies so far during his career. Dane Davis is a nice story right now. I mean, he's got a big frame. He's 6'7", about 330, and you love the body type. And, of course, the former walk-on now on scholarship. I think this coaching staff is just trying to see exactly what they have in Dane Davis. So, I thought he looked all right on Saturday, and I thought a young freshman and William Griffin Parker looked good at times as well. So I think with that group and really for this whole team, it's just kind of figuring out what you have at that position, who can play where, and who plays well with those around them. And I think that's kind of what this spring is all about, and certainly on the offensive line. So it's a work in progress, but I like the – you do bring back a lot of players who have played a lot of football, under their belts here in the SEC, but also some inexperience in the depth position behind them.
All right, last thing, follow up on that. Even if we don't know exactly what the position is there anyone on that offensive line you would classify as a virtually certain starter?
As a certain starter, Cade Mays.
Yeah.
Cade Mays, outside of him, I don't feel comfortable in saying anybody is a certain starter. I think they like Cooper Mays at center, and he's been the only one snapping the football with the ones that I've seen in spring. We know Jerome Carvin can snap the football. If I had a close two, it would probably be Jerome Carvin. But I think as a certain starter, it would be Cade Mays.
Any other news or notes?
That'll about do it here for a practice number 9, the Spring Football Practice Report. It is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now. From design to construction to maintenance, one call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527. Again, we'll have assistant coaches coming up here in just a couple of minutes, Rodney Garner and Glenn Ellerby, and look forward to having all that coverage on our website, 991thesportsanimal.com.
All right, Eric, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Good job with the practice report.
Thank you, guys.